This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Massachusetts prosecutors are dismissing roughly 6,000 criminal drug cases because of misconduct by a former state chemist and two former state prosecutors with the Attorney General's office. Chemist Sonia Farrick pleaded guilty in 2014 to stealing drug samples and using drugs while working at a state drug lab in Amherst. Today, Randy Gioia, an attorney for the Public Defender Division of the Committee for Public Counsel Services, applauded the decision to dismiss the cases associated with Farrick.
Sonia Farrick was a state chemist at the Massachusetts Drug Lab in Amherst. She started working at the lab in 2004. From the time she started working until the day she was arrested, she committed fraud after fraud after fraud. She corrupted thousands of cases.
WBUR's Deborah Becker has been following this very closely for some time, and she joins us now. Hi there, Deb.
Hello, Meghna.
So first of all, Deb, break down today's developments for us. I mean, this has been going on for years in Massachusetts.
That's right. Years of litigation over crimes committed by Sonia Farrick. So the American Civil Liberties Union and the State Public Defender Agency, the Committee for Public Counsel Services, which is also called CPCS for short, they both filed suit on behalf of two defendants who were convicted of drug crimes that were based on Sonia Farrick. Farrick's testing, and their suit charges that prosecutors never notified them or their attorneys about Farrick's misconduct or misconduct by the state attorney general's office. Here's one of the defendants, Nicole Westcott of Granby. She spoke at a press conference today and said having a conviction on her record made it difficult for her to get jobs, to get housing, and to get custody of her son.
I've been in sobriety for about 4 years now, and you know, just trying to build a new life and, like, become a functioning human, civilian human, was hard.
And so her conviction will be dismissed because of today's decisions by prosecutors. And Westcott also now says she works with others and hopes that bringing her case forward will give people hope.
Okay, so remind us then in more detail, Deb, about the role of the Attorney General's office in all of this.
Okay, so Sonia Farrick's misconduct was compounded by two former state assistant attorneys general who withheld evidence regarding the scope of Farrick's crimes. So that went before a judge in Springfield. And last June, that judge ruled that these two prosecutors committed a, quote, fraud upon the court and said that that exacerbated the extent of Farrick's misconduct. And here's what CPCS attorney Rebecca Jacobstein said today.
Because of the Attorney General's office's deception and withholding of crucial evidence, the court ordered these people, my clients, our clients, to leave their homes, leave their families, and report back to prison. One of my clients had to go back and serve 15 more months, 15 months he would not otherwise have had to serve.
And so essentially there, Meghna, what she's talking about is that some clients were released once there was evidence of misconduct, but then when the scope of the evidence was narrowed, allegedly by the former assistant attorney general's misconduct, then people were sent back to prison. Now, we should say these two former AGs no longer work in the AG's office, and this was not under current Attorney General Maura Healey.
Right.
But Healey did release a statement today, and it says, quote, it's unfortunate that the ACLU chose to stage a press conference without reading the AG's brief filed in this case, which calls for speedy relief for all of these defendants. Sonia Farrick's crimes were egregious, and as our filings make clear, this office has been working hard to resolve these cases as quickly as possible. Staff in the AG's office have been working hard for months to identify Farrick defendants. For the ACLU to suggest otherwise is false and irresponsible. That's according to Attorney General Maura Healey's office.
Okay, so that brings us then to today and the announcement of the 6,000 cases that are going to be dismissed. Huge number. Which counties were hit hardest?
Well, Hampden County, of course, because the lab was in Amherst in Western Mass. So about 4,000 cases were dismissed in Hampden County. And we should say the reason today we're talking about this is because today was the deadline that was set by State Supreme Court Justice Frank Gaziano. So he has been reviewing this case, and he told prosecutors and the attorney general that the deadline was December 1 for them to submit their list of cases. So they're all coming in today. Hamden, 4,000 cases. Northwestern, almost 1,500 cases. Suffolk, 134. Essex says it's going to dismiss all cases based on evidence that was tested by Sonia Farrick, but it didn't release a number. It says it will do that next week. It was less than 500. And Norfolk just released a statement saying 76 defendants. We are still waiting from the other district attorneys to release or submit to the court their list today.
Okay. So, Deb, my mind's going back to where we started, which is that this has been going on for years in Massachusetts. Why did it take us so long to get to this point?
Well, basically, this is how the legal system works. It's been going through lawsuit after lawsuit, lower courts, until it got up to the Supreme Judicial Court. The ACLU pointed out today that none of these dismissals might have happened had the ACLU and CPCS not taken legal action. And the ACLU says it's going to continue to work on reforms in the future. So if there is evidence of misconduct, prosecutors will be required to notify people and steps will be taken. Here's Carol Rose. She's an attorney with the ACLU.
It's time to hold accountable all elected leaders, including elected DAs, to ensure that when the system fails so many people, it should not require the ACLU and CPCS litigation for people to do the right thing.
And Rose also said today, reminded folks, that this is the second major scandal involving
right.
a former state chemist.
Right.
Both of these scandals are being resolved apparently in similar ways through litigation. In the case of the other chemist, this was Annie Ducon. And this summer, after years of litigation, the SJC agreed to dismiss more than 20,000 criminal cases that were based on evidence that was tested by Annie Ducon. She, as you probably remember, was arrested in 2012. For widespread evidence tampering at the former Hinton State Drug Lab in Jamaica Plain, and she served 3 years in prison.
So, Deb, what is likely to happen now, then,
well,
or
now,
next?
Right. Yeah. Well, now the SJC has to decide if it is going to formally dismiss these 6,000 cases that were submitted today, and that is expected. But the ACLU did say today that it's suggesting that it is going to take steps in the future to try to reform the criminal justice system as it pertains to forensic testing.
That's WBUR senior correspondent and host Deborah Becker. Deb, thank you so much.
Thank you.